Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
I said, "Hey, baby, you want a piece of me?" You know what she said to me?
Are you ready to rock?
Here we go!
Go, go!
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
Oh, God. New blazes. Out of radio business. I put up with your shenanigans out front for a week, Mr. Brown.
Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what do you want now?
I'm your DJ, man.
Free to call the police.
God damn, y'all got some hospitality issues around this mother.
I've been hoodwinked.
You are out of your mind. You think I'm gonna put this person on the air,
sir? I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane.
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black.
All right, one show, one shot. I want you on the air with me. You can introduce him. I'll be watching and listening to every word, young man. You watch your language on the air.
Yow's on.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello.
Hello.
La 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 la. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad Westmar, glad to be along with you during this holiday season, just a few days before Christmas. Looking forward to it as we do every year. We always do a few things a little bit different during Christmas, during the holiday show, and we'll talk about that here shortly. But before we get started, Matt, oh, hell,
yes.
We probably should play a song. Play a song from my history, from my past, probably 35 plus years ago or so that I became a fan of this song. Love this song. And I wish I could have seen it. You know, like if you're a fan of the song for a long time and you think to yourself, God, I wish I could have been in the studio, would have loved to have seen this song recorded, would have loved to have seen the person that actually recorded it. And you never get to see that kind of stuff because it was so damn long ago. You know, there's no footage of it. So you just have to live through the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, who's that up on the roof? Let's see here. Oh, it's not Plane. You know why it's not Plane? Because it's not an MP3 player, motherfucker. Well, let's start over here. You know, here's another song that I wish I would have been in studio for back in the day. Oh, you know what? Here we go. Yeah? Yeah, I like this song. I wish we played this one last year. You like this, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. And I don't hate Christmas like some people.
I don't need. I was gonna say, you know, Afkar, I think, even liked this one last year, didn't he?
I thought he hated them all.
I don't
know.
In my
head, he hates them all.
I think we thought he hated them all, but he actually liked a few of them.
I think we were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, but what I feel bad about is all the sexually molested boys that sang this song. I feel bad about that, you know? When you think about this song, you think of a bunch of little boys, prepubescent Catholic boys singing this song, and it's like, oh, it's sad. It's sad. Probably molested by Lou Temple as a priest in a song. Probably. No. Good thing is, I think he actually is observing the audio, Matt. I think he's actually paying attention to things to make sure everything is okay. And I give him that. I appreciate
that. Man's working tonight.
He's working. I appreciate that. You know, the roommate that I had when I was in college, you know, we recorded some albums and stuff together back in college, and he was an extraordinaire. And you knew he was paying attention to every little detail. With Todd, you're never really quite sure what he's doing back there. You just don't know for sure. But this is the Harry Simeon Choir. Is it Simeon or Simone? Does anybody know? I think it's Simeon. Harry Simeon Choral. Choral. So, and this was recorded probably, what, 50 years ago almost, probably, I think. Why don't you go ahead, Matt, and Google that for us, Google expert, and tell us when Little Drummer Boy Harry Simeon Choir was actually recorded. I think it was the early 60s, but I could be wrong. love this song.
I'll have that to you in mere seconds.
Thank you. Presley loves this song, too. It's a beautiful song. Absolutely. I wanted to start with something more up-tempo, but unfortunately, my M4Ps are not working from... Oops, my bad. A little drummer boy. Yeah. Great.
Wow. Yeah. He lived to be a long. He lived to be old.
Really? Tell us more about Harry Simeon.
Harry Moses Simeon?
Yes. Moses. Yes, please.
Yes. Let's see. Let me do the math. 89. 94. Not quite 94.
Oh, old man. Okay, tell us about the song.
The song is... He was contacted to make a Christmas album in 1958.
Oh, wow. So it was...
So it looks like...
55 years ago, damn near.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow!
So right. Yeah, late 50s, early 60s, looks like.
Chris Walken?
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow.
Wow. Cool. Pretty song, though. I love it.
It's the classic version of this song.
I agree. And people argued last year during our holiday show that they prefer David Bowie and Bing Crosby. And while I love Bing Crosby, and I do love David Bowie in many regards, I just never became a fan of that version of the song. It's this one that I love. So it's just me.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's the one. That is the one right there.
It's the one. I agree. Now, last week on the show, make sure I get this going here. I felt bad because I totally forgot something. We had talked off air and you had a couple of things prepared. Todd having me in his movie, House of Forbidden Secrets, and also we'll be having you in the movie. You had developed something for me because I just can't get my thoughts together. Would you like to go ahead and tell Todd what you've got for him?
Yeah. You know, we just didn't want there to be any confusion when you were on set as far as to what was expected.
You're right.
You know, while you're there. And these aren't hard and fast rules. They're just suggestions. That's all these are. It's Todd. The Brad Westmar production writer.
It's my
writer. Are you ready, Todd?
My writer. Are you ready, Todd? You ready?
Sure.
Yeah, they can't hear you nod. Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay, here we go.
All right. He's for Todd's or for Brad's dressing / glam room.
Yeah.
Must be a spacious room with its own private bathroom and good lighting with a dimmer switch.
Yes. Yes.
The bathroom is for the talent's use only. Toilets must be brand new prior to the talent's arrival.
Yes. Yes. Wait a minute. I don't think Todd's taking this seriously. I don't think
that's okay.
I don't see notes being taken.
And I'll fax him over a copy.
Okay. I don't see any smiles. I don't know what's going on here, but you better continue so he understands we are cereal as a Cheerio. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get into some of these suggestions.
Please.
We're going to need one 42-inch TV in the bathroom located directly across from the toilet.
Yes.
When the talent turns on the TV, it must be on VH1 Classic. Failure to adhere to this request will result in a 30-minute delay in shooting while the talent, and I quote, finds something else to watch.
That's right. Very good.
The bathroom must be supplied with cheeseburger-scented foam soap in honor of the director, Todd Sheets.
Yeah.
We're going to need one Lazy Boy recliner with the name of the talent embroidered on the back of the headrest.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone other than the talent sits in the chair, it is to be immediately replaced with an exact duplicate.
Yeah, because I don't want any fart smells in my chair.
No.
Yeah.
You just don't. We want some grip sitting in your chair.
Or griff, for that matter. Yes.
Or griff.
Exactly.
We need one 6-foot banquet table supplied with carrot cake prepared exclusively by the mother of Magic Matt and a bottomless basket of Freedom Fries from Red Robin.
Yes, but I love you, Kathy. Yes, yes.
No organic food will be allowed, Todd. If any fruits or vegetables are discovered on the premises, the talent will immediately take a 45-minute nap.
I want meat in my mouth. Yes.
We're going to need one red and yellow love seat in the shape of a lightning bolt.
Yeah, taking care of business in a flash, bitch. Yeah.
That's right. Two TV trays.
That's right.
One 70-inch TV and one Blu-ray player.
Yes.
Along with that, we're going to need season 5 of 24 on Blu-ray.
Gotta have it. I'm ready to go. Yes.
If regular DVD is provided in lieu of Blu-ray, the talent will break the discs apart and embed them into the first person that reminds him of Chardell.
Oh, no, not Chardell. Yes.
We need one full-length mirror on each wall
as well as on the front and back of every door.
Check the beard. Yep.
The makeup station. We need a makeup station manned exclusively by Gay Ken.
He's more of a lighting guy, but he can do my makeup. That's fine.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
That's all right.
Number one, Dallas. We're gonna need a one Dallas Cowboys trash can.
Oh yeah, definitely.
One private swimming pool adjacent to the talent's dressing / glam room.
Love it.
One refrigerator stocked with beer. If you can pronounce the name of the beer, it's crap, and the talent will not drink it. But instead,
yes,
dump it on the nearest child loitering around his private swimming pool. Only beer that must be pronounced with an accent will be acceptable to the talent.
Hoegaarden.
If the talent is in need of anything, he will request it via note outside of his door.
Yeah.
Number of exclamation points associated with the request will signify its importance.
Yes.
Do not make the talent use more than 5 exclamation points.
4.
A 6x8 cubicle must be present in the talent's dressing room for Magic Matt.
Oh, yeah.
One small dorm refrigerator stocked with strawberry lemonade for Magic Matt also be present.
Oh, sugar high, yeah.
We're almost done. I got a few notes about the transportation for the talent.
Gets good.
Transportation is to be provided for the talent in the form of a white 1991 Chevy Cavalier.
Oh, yeah.
The Cavalier must be scented by a strawberry air freshener and have Lillian Axe playing on the stereo.
Okay, your memory is brutal. That's an RS. Chevy Cavalier RS, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
We'll add that before we get it to top.
Sure. Good luck finding
any
it.
Any attempt to replace Lillian Axe with Steelheart will result in Magic Matt reading the day's scenes as Amy in place of the talent.
I'll never let you go. Right, Todd? Yeah. You're always on my mind.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
You're gonna have to kick yourself somewhere to get up to the next level.
Yeah,
for the
not possible at all. But yes, what else? Yes.
A fresh cup of peanut butter goo must be waiting in the vehicle for the talent at pickup.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we got 3 more here. These are just 3 additional demands.
Number one.
Suggestions.
Yes. Okay.
No eye contact with the talent will be made by any person under the age of 18. The talent hates kids.
It's true.
Every member of the cast and crew must follow the talent on Twitter and retweet everything he posts.
Yes.
And one more. If the talent asks, how do I look today? The only acceptable reply is just like Bruce Willis.
Yes. Yes. I love it, Matt. I love it. That the last one was the best. Love it. Love it. Yes. Todd, you said nothing. You gave not much of a reaction. Your thoughts to my celebrity writer, please.
You know what? You'll be lucky to get a chair to sit in.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. What about Lou? What about Lou?
Lou gets whatever Lou asks.
How'd you get Lou in this thing anyway?
I asked him. He asked me. We were talking on the show. And he goes, well, why am I not in this movie? And I said, well, why aren't you? I said, you want to be? He said, yes. That was it.
You tell him there was no money involved at all with it?
He was happy.
Okay. Good. Good. Making sure there was no money involved because there's a problem there. But no, that's great, Matt. I love it, especially the last part, you know?
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Absolutely.
It seems reasonable, too.
I agree. Thank you very much, my friend. Thank you very much. I also have to lambast you because you brought up the whole Full House thing here recently. And,
Yes. Oh,
my daughter. It happened. I didn't make it happen. It was when we were staying in a hotel because our house was destroyed by sewage. And she somehow discovered Full House. And
nice.
Now she is all about the Full House. And so I'm taping as many episodes as I can. Keeping her happy, and I gotta tell you, watched an episode about 3 times with her, with them doing a telethon. And,
oh yeah,
yeah. And Stephanie, her dancing—it's no wonder she became a meth addict because she was a terrible, terrible, terrible dancer. You know, but
well,
you know,
I don't remember that. That's a fantastic show, though.
But I do.
Congratulations
get it.
Yeah. To you.
Thank you. Well, you know, I do get it. I do understand why she likes it. It's a good family show, and it's cute. And I guess it's probably better for my wife to watch those than it is for her to be forced to watch, you know, Batman the Animated Series or which is good, Todd, don't get me wrong, but it's not her thing. So if I can get my wife to enjoy watching something with my daughter, then I can maybe get a few minutes to myself. It's great.
Okay. Whatever it takes, man.
Exactly. Exactly. So I got a lot of things to do tonight. I'm not sure where this is going to go. Had a thought about walking around, checking things out here in the studio and the office, and find out what's going on. We'll see in a little bit. But first, I came across a website called iPadio or iPadio. iPadio.com, spelled iPad, I-O, so iPadio.com. And it's this strange website where anybody, any Tom, Dick, or Harry, let me say that again, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can do their own show via phone.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it's funny because I actually, many, many years ago, explored this. And I came across this and I'm like, this is weird. And I meant to play some of them on the air live to see kind of what was going on the air. And instead, they were all so bad, I just went ahead and recorded this one, okay? Thought, well, we'll see. And I didn't listen to but maybe 30 seconds of it, so I have no idea what we're about to check out. This is the Mike the Janitor experience, and it's like his 9 millionth episode or something like that. It's like 300 and some odd episodes or something. It's insane. Let's see what Mike the Janitor has to say on iPadio.com.
Hello, everyone, and good day. Thanks for tuning in to yet another edition of the Mike the Janitor Experience My Life, already in progress for your listening enjoyment, exclusively on iPadio.com, where you speak, they listen, simulcast on Facebook, iTunes, the world-renowned, ever-growing, always popular, always floundering Mike the Janitor Experience website at MikeTheJanitor.com.
Yeah.
It's just after 9 o'clock in the morning now.
Great intro.
Standard time on Sunday, December
9th. Thank God he gave us the time.
I just woke up. It's very cold here at Studio 365, my new home here in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City. And it took me a moment to, kind of get my bearings about me and figure out what the hell's going on. But the power is out here at my apartment. And I immediately took notice of my aquarium that I actually was kind of joking about yesterday in a podcast, that I thought I was killing Malia the scientist's fish in this aquarium. And I have some sad news to report that one of them has died.
Oh,
and the other four are struggling.
No.
Life right bad. Now, and I'm freaking out because I don't know what to do. Malia had left behind a little portable air pump. It's battery operated. It can last for up to 2 hours. It takes two
So are you finding this interesting?
And
fascinating. No, actually no.
No.
Have this any is of those
brutal
batteries.
You don't like
so
it?
I ran to
no, it's making me long for Daniel Day-Lewis's.
Oh, well, that's no
podcast.
Problem. I can
welcome back
that.
To another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we are from cleancomedypodcast.com.
So what do you like better? What would you rather hear, Todd? What would you rather hear between those two? I mean,
I have to make a choice between those two? I'm screwed.
You do? Come on, man. It's not that bad.
It's awful.
Is it? Come on.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast.
He is often quoted online. People think he's a podcast genius. What?
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J.
I don't know. Shame on me.
He's a nominated. That's a nominated podcast, Tom.
Yeah, and I never did see who won the podcast awards, and we need to go back and check that out. In fact, Matt, during this few minutes here, please Google for us to tell us whether or not the podcast awards have been actually awarded yet, because I know the ceremony in Vegas is coming up in 2013, very early 2013. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to Apadio.com. I'm just trying to see what else might be here, if we can play it or not. Let's see what's on here. Let's see. This is It's Christmas Time in the City, broadcast about an hour ago by Intervalis or Intervals or something. Let's see if we can hear this or not. Oh, great. Here we go. Yeah. Here it is. Hey, that's awful. Let's see what Tyler's channel, his first phone cast, has to say. Let's see here.
Hi, this is Tyler Hagee, and today I'm going to talk about the nonfiction book, The Last Lecture, by Randy Posh. This book is about a college professor who gives a last lecture of sorts to a large group of people.
This is great. This is great. Let's try George's channel, his first phone cast here. Let's see.
The book Moneyball by Michael Lewis is about Oakland A's general manager Billy Beane and his quest for winning a world championship.
Ah, Billy Beane! That's a good subject.
The book starts by Billy Beane trying to fill the void of their three ex-best players who they lost due to free agency in the past offseason.
This guy sounds drunk, though. So don't forget, all these podcasts here, and then you could also listen to our very famous 4-star rated.
It's a song about the Brad Westmore Show.
You got this song. You got this show right here.
Every time a new listener joins the show, the listenership doubles.
Yeah.
Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form.
So, Magic Jerry Matt, have you had a chance to Google the podcast awards yet?
Yes, I did.
What do you know? Has anything been decided yet?
Nothing's been decided, but they are going to announce the winners at their 8th annual award ceremony.
That's right.
Monday, January 7th in Las Vegas.
January 7th. Okay, so our next show, our next official quote-unquote live show is going to be right around that time. So we'll definitely try to stay in tune with those results. That's right. So we were not invited. We were not nominated. Therefore, we will not be going to that. I don't know. I kind of feel like the Sex Pistols. You know, it's like, screw you, Hall of Fame. Screw you. Don't care. Yeah. Screw you. What better? It's all right.
What is with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, by the way?
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me
started. What is, I mean, honestly, dude.
I, who's not in?
Did they just announce him again?
Who did get in? Do we know? I mean, I know there were some nominations. I know that Kiss was finally nominated. Is that right?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, please. Here's the, help me. Thank you.
The 2013 inductees.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Lou Adler.
Who?
Lou Adler. I don't know who that is. Hart. Quincy Jones.
Okay.
Albert King. Public Enemy. Randy Newman. Rush.
Okay.
And Donna Summer.
All right, sorry. Rush was the one who got nominated. So good for Rush and good for...
Seriously, Hart's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Bon Jovi's not.
I agree. Bon Jovi should be in the Hall of Fame. Ridiculous. Kiss. I can't believe it. Who
Kiss
else? Iron Maiden's
not
in
the Hall.
Right? Jeez. Right? The
Iron
fact that
Maiden's too good for it.
The fact that Rush finally got nominated is insane. Sex Pistols told him to go blow, didn't they? I think they did. I don't know. They don't. It's I don't understand. I can't even begin to start to
it's
explain.
It's the dumbest. It might be the dumbest thing in the world.
It is. It is. And I've been there. What's funny is I enjoyed going there. I bought a couple of day pass when I was in Cleveland for a couple of days and enjoyed going through there a couple of times. It was cool. But at the same time, I mean, the coolest part for me, honestly, was the fact that they had a radio studio there. You know, I mean, the rest of it was like icing on the cake, but it's like, you know, it's just some stuff there that's like, you know, why are these bands not, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't.
I would just love to hear them break down their process.
Yeah, they have no idea what they're doing at all. So
I just don't get it.
Yeah. So speaking of bad podcasts, bad decisions, things of that nature, our good friend Dino Dan, a fan of the show. In fact, I'm about ready to start calling him Dan the Pollock because I think he may have taken JJ the Pollock's place. You know, JJ, when he was single and had no children, he was a big fan of the old show. And every week he would email me his feedback on some of the things he liked about the show. Now, I'm telling you right now, the old show was a lot different than this show. It was. It was. It was a lot different. And you're soon to find out about how different it was. But these days, JJ, three children and one wife and one job and no time for the weekly review. But Daniel Johnson, Daniel the Pollock, he's all over it. And this week he said, Brad, or actually it was a couple weeks ago, he said, Brad, so I'm bored and looking for other podcasts to listen to. So I searched on Podomatic and I found something called Whiskey Wednesday. He says, two reasons I thought I'd give this podcast a listen. Number one, he says, I drink whiskey every now and then. And number two, the podcasters are from St. Louis, which is in his neighborhood down there, or out there, I should say. So he said, there should be qualifications for doing a podcast. It sounds like these guys are sitting around a table with a microphone in the middle. It's hollow as all hell. It sounds awful. I listened for about 5 minutes and then decided, quote, this show sucks. This made me appreciate your show that much more. Have a good day, sir. Signed, thanks, Mr. Daniel the Pollock. So, Daniel the Pollock, yay!
Wow.
I actually wonder if he'd give us 4 stars on iTunes.
That sounds like a 4-star endorsement to me.
I think so. I think so. There's a lot of crap out there. You got to be careful.
A lot.
A lot of crap.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle.
Shame on me. I'm going to hell. Shame on me.
If you look at our iTunes rating,
yes,
like 79% of the podcasts in the world are worse than ours, right? By our rating.
That's true.
And
that's true.
Only
that's
20% are better.
That's true.
I think that's pretty good when you think about it that way.
That is pretty true. That's a good way to look at it. I like that. Now, I thought maybe before we took a break, I would suggest to you some more podcasting tips for those of you looking for, to do your own podcast. And some of these I may have already, we've already talked about, Matt, but I did put down, did we already talk about putting your pets somewhere that they won't disturb you during your podcast?
Yes, I think we mentioned
that. That was, of course, by Daniel J. Lewis. He's the expert. He's often quoted. Of course. Yes. Visit the restroom before you podcast, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We do that, though. That was from Ron Eastwood. Also, don't run an audio compressor before you run truncate silence. That's from Damian Harris from Australian Power Transmission Podcast. Now, folks, this is the problem with podcasting, okay? These experts make it way too difficult. It doesn't need to be that difficult. You just need to be as great as Todd is in there, listening to the audio, watching the audio, making sure everything is fine, and just don't overanalyze it, you know? Matt, you could do a podcast by yourself if you wanted to.
Absolutely. All I got to do is call this website. Patio,
right,
and from my phone,
right, exactly. Also from Kevin Mulrine from Yes Music Podcast, he says, "Don't drink fizzy drinks before you podcast because you may burp or something like that." don't be afraid of background noise. This is interesting. Don't be afraid of background noise when it can add a great ambiance to your podcast. That's from John Wilkerson from the Wired Homeschool. So, Todd, during those days upstairs, all that noise, don't worry about it. It gives you great ambiance during my show. It's great to hear cars squealing and people yelling and things of that nature. I want to do a Todd check. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay. We're worried about him.
Okay. What are you doing?
What are you looking at?
I'm not looking at anything. I'm sitting here doing this.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I haven't even answered him back, see? Man, look at this. We got dead air because of you.
No, we don't. We're on the air.
No, we can hear. We can all hear this. Carry on.
Who is this?
That's Tom.
Who's Tom?
He's a show host. He asked me if I got his uploaded file.
Okay.
Notice I haven't replied to him.
Tom, email him. Text him.
He can't hear you.
Call him. I don't care. Call him. Never mind.
He is emailing, kind of.
Just doing a Todd check.
That's okay. You go ahead.
All right. It's fair.
Jeez.
It's
See what I gotta go through, Matt?
Remember. I hear you.
Hey, look, you're my boss on Friday and Saturday night. Starting as the release of the show, Friday night, as this show is airing on Jackalope Radio, you are my boss, okay? It's okay. You want me to cry? I'll cry. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
I do have one really good line, and I hope you let me deliver it. We're going to discuss
these pretzels that. Are making me thirsty. No. Is that it?
No, it's not that line.
Oh.
It's not that line. No. Let's see here. Don't be afraid of background noise. Let's see here. Listen to your own podcast. Now, Todd could learn from this. Listen to the podcast you do. This can be a quality check or to find ways to improve. That's Max Flight from Airplane Geeks Podcast and Podcasting Passion.
Yes. Man, that's weird.
Yeah. Also, turn off the fans and get ready to sweat. Matthew Lowell from the Awaken Revolution podcast. We learned that back in the day during our old shows, our old versions of our shows. Stuck in a basement in the heat of the summer, July and August. Air conditioner feels great upstairs, but I got news for you. Downstairs with all those computers going, oh, it was awful. And we every time we opened the mics, we'd have to turn the fans off because you could hear the fans in the background. Brutal. Brutal. Sweating balls. A couple of times I did this show with my boxers. Literally. Which I think I've actually done that here, too. But it was much worse back then. So, crazy, man. Crazy. Let's see what else I got here, Matt. I got way too many highlighted here. Write down timestamps for where you need to edit. The edit backwards from the... What? That, I don't even know why I highlighted that one. Oh, this is great. This is good advice for me when I'm on the road. Podcasting under a blanket. Podcast under a blanket, especially if at a hotel. It can reduce or remove the background noise. That's from John Wilkerson from the Wired Home School. Oh, can you see it now?
I can picture it.
News headline? Yep. Yep. It seems that Brad Westmore was attempting to do a podcast. He put a blanket over his head. Unfortunately, he suffocated to death by not being able to breathe under the blanket. Too much heat with the recording. I mean, no. No. It's not working.
No. That seems like that wouldn't go too well after about a minute and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's just like an hour of just somebody passed out.
No kidding. No kidding. Don't drink milk or beer shortly after or before recording a podcast. Whoops. Sorry about that. Let me see what I got here. Ding. Can't ding it here. Wait. I'm not drinking beer. Just want you to know.
What is that noise?
I'm not really sure.
What's that?
My bad.
You're not drinking beer. What the hell are you doing?
Making it warmer. Don't be shy about attending relevant local events as a member of the press because of your podcast. That's from Max Flight from Airplane Geeks Podcast and Podcasting Passion. That's right. Don't be shy about attending Kansas City Chiefs press conferences as a member of the press because, hey, I'm Brad from the Brad Westmore Show.
Excuse me, Coach Cornell.
Exactly.
Brad Westmore Show.
Exactly. I'd like to know, what do you think about being black? What
I'm
do you
sure
think?
They...
Are you, excuse me, Coach Cornell, how do you feel about being black, sir? How do you feel about that?
Oh, hello there.
Exactly. Thank you, Romeo. Exactly. Here's a good one. So dry still. So dry out there. Use lip balm to moisturize your lips before podcasting, and you'll reduce the lip smacking noises. That's from John Wilkerson. He's a smart guy. Exactly. And also, stay hydrated. At least 8 ounces of water in the hour before your podcast. And keep water handy while you podcast. That's from Ron Eastwood. Yes. And prepare more information for your podcast than you'll actually... This one I happen to agree with. Prepare more information for your podcast than you'll actually need in case you need filler. That's from Louise from Anonymous Knitter. And I've got 1, 2, 3 more, I think. Let me see here. Be cautious talking about your family in your podcast. That's from Dave Jackson from Building a Better Dave. Be cautious about talking about your family in your podcast. So I'm sorry. I lose that one. My mistake.
Why?
I don't know. I don't get it.
That's assuming your family's listening.
Well, that's true too. Assuming anybody's listening. Exactly. Do not get discouraged by feedback, whether it's a lack of feedback or it's bad feedback. Just because people aren't emailing you doesn't mean they don't enjoy your show. Just because they're giving you 4 out of 5 stars doesn't mean they're not enjoying your show. Wait, he didn't say that, but he did say everything else. Nick from Houday Weekly.
Houday Weekly?
Yeah. Oh, and finally, most importantly, from Matthew Lowell from the Awaken Revolution podcast, have special guests sign talent releases. So there you have very important recommendations and tips from the podcasting experts in America. See, Matt, this is the problem. It's all a bunch of hoo-hoo. You know?
It is?
It's a bunch of hoo-hoo. It is. I actually, and this is boastful, and it's egotistical, but I'm going to say it because I can, because it's the holidays, turning over a new leaf in 2013, and I really feel I could make any podcast sound better just by being a part of it, whether it's by being a voice or telling people what to do or directing things. See, now you're giggling. Todd's actually nodding. See, it's true. I think I could. I think I could. Matt, come on. Come on.
I could. Yes, definitely.
I could. But it's funny and boastful to say. You shouldn't say that out loud, but I'm going to because, well, that's me.
Brad Westmore.
That was water, just so you know.
You just broke a rule.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure that's a rule.
I'm wetting the whistle. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get kind of crazy, kind of weird, kind of strange. I'm nervous. We'll see what happens. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmore Show.
Herbie, aren't you finished f***ing that yet?
I just don't like toys.
What? You don't like to toys?
No.
Herbie doesn't like to toys.
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 Toys? Yay,
do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to a dentist.
You're slaving away on a shift down at the chipper. You drank a few cans out back on your break. And a whack off a crack pipe. And you have a danger wank in the jacks with the door unlocked. You come in to serve the punters and you deep fry your hand by mistake.
What am I doing?
It wasn't even supposed to be your shift tonight, and now you'll never use your hand ever again.
Every year, 250,000 Irish workers lose their hands in preventable accidents caused by fannying about. Log on to the internet and learn the facts you need to know to stay safe.
How safe is your job?
He's smarter than Donovan McNabb. The Brad Westmore Show.
And hello, welcome back.
Hello.
La, la, la.
Christmas, Christmas.
Yeah, you like this one, don't you?
Yes,
I know you
do.
I
like this one.
Red, it's Christmas time, pretty baby.
Yeah, baby.
And the snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas time, man. So, Magic Matt, you've already bought yourself a Christmas gift. You got the Kindle. Going well for you still?
Yes, the thing's awesome.
It's great. I love it. I'm glad you got it.
You know what I've got for it now, though, too?
What's that?
New Kindles have a mini HDMI. output on there, so I got a little cord, so I can run it into my TV, Netflix, into my TV.
I love it. That's great. Super. Awesome. Super. Absolutely awesome. Are you expecting anything cool for Christmas other than underwear and socks from your mom?
No.
No.
I don't know. She surprisingly hasn't ruined what she's gotten me.
Oh, good.
She's famous for that.
Good. I'm glad. Looking forward to seeing her again, and I know what I'm getting from her, and I have no complaints. It's going to be great. So, last year at Christmas time, we watched Zombie Bloodbath, or at least some of the background footage. Now,
We did.
It was great. Now, Todd, just give me a rundown of the expectations. I know I saw it on the website for House of Forbidden Secrets, which, by the way, you can check things out at houseofforbiddensecrets.com. The movie that Todd is getting ready to do here, we're going to start filming here this evening as the show airs. Todd, what's the plan for release? Are we going to do a big deal when the thing comes out? Are we going to be great? I can't wait. So I'm going to red carpet the whole nine yards so Matt can come down for that too. Is that right? They can't hear you nod. Please tell us a little bit about that if you could.
We're going to have a big deal. We're going to have a theatrical premiere in Kansas City, a theatrical premiere in Austin, Texas, in Los Angeles, California, St. Louis, Missouri. These are all theatrical premieres. We're going to have a theatrical premiere overseas.
Wow. I'm there.
England and Ireland.
Can I show up to all of them? It'd be great.
That'd be great.
I'm there.
Do we have to pay for our tickets to these premieres? No? That is awesome.
Pretty
How generous of you, Todd.
Pretty sure we can get into those for free. Just a guess. Based on my past, we can probably get into those for free. Am I right about that as talent?
You can.
Okay, good. I'm there, dude. The Los Angeles one. Look, I've been outside the Staples Center. I can't wait to be at the Staples Center on the red carpet. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Brad, does this mean I get to fulfill my dream that I texted you about?
Oh, about you-know-who?
Yes.
And her you-know-whats?
Yeah, will she be there?
Is Jennifer Love Hewitt going to be there?
No.
No? No? Why not?
Golly.
I
can't make it.
This theater is going to have number three stains all over the place. It's not going to be in good shape at all. I guarantee it. Am I right? Yeah. What's that?
I might have a chance to meet somebody that stalks Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yes.
Good chance of that. Exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly. So here we are, and I had a plan. The problem is that tonight it's a little bit later than usual. I wanted to go around the Jackalope Radio building and see who might be around and maybe spring some Christmas cheer on them. But first, I thought it would be a good idea to go ahead and give our listening audience some behind the scenes of us trying to connect to make things work. So if you could take over the show, I'm working on some things. Now, first, we can try Skype, okay? Let me see if I can get logged on Skype first, okay? Bear with me here, folks. I'm gonna do this here. Bear with me. Oh, look, it's Dan. It's Dan the Pollock. He's an email. Let's get that off there. Let's go over here. Let's do this here. Media. Oh, look, there's Skype. I actually checked it earlier today, and things worked fine. Let's see if it works fine now. Magic Matt.
Yes.
The wonder of Skype. It says signing in. That's a good start. That's a good start. Let's see if I'm
Step one.
Do you see me on there yet, Matt?
Let me look.
Take a look.
Nope, not yet.
That's not good. It's not good at all. Not good. All right. Bear with me. Todd, do you see me on there? Look for Mr. Brad Westmar. I believe it's Brad
Westmar.
I'm
looking, man.
I should be on there. I'm logged on. Todd Sheets, I see you on there.
Takes a minute. Okay. Why don't you send me a message on there, and then it'll pop up quicker.
Poo-poo platter. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what I can
Lord
do.
Lord have mercy. He's lost
let's see. I don't know what I'm doing here. Let's see.
This crazy guy.
Let's see here. No, I don't want test call. What? Hey, now.
You can send me a call. It'll show up.
Oh, for Christ's sake. This thing is poo-poo. Here we go. All right, here we go. Test. Poop. Sending you poop. Poop. There you go. Poop. Merry Christmas, everybody. Poop. Here we go.
I don't know if it's going through this guy. This guy's nuts.
Still not working?
And I ain't getting nothing on this. You ain't got nothing. It's terrible.
Are you kidding me?
Why would I kid you?
See, that's what I was afraid of. Skype sucks. I hate Skype. We're going to have to do the phone. Here, call me. Right there, Holmes.
Right Jesus, there. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus yourself.
This guy's drunk.
Blow me!
Lord, help us.
Hope your mom didn't hear that. did she listen?
No, not anymore.
Good. Okay, good.
It's probably for the best.
God, why is Skype not... I'm still not on Skype?
Nope.
Under Brad Westmore?
Who's...
That's Todd. Brad Westmore?
Like I'm pranking my own show.
This is ridiculous. See, I knew the phone thing was going to happen.
Weird. It didn't even work.
Well, you're calling me though, right?
Weird.
Yeah.
It's getting ready to work, yeah. If you're on Skype, you might get off of that.
I'm not on... I don't think I'm on Skype anymore.
So I can call you. Lord have mercy. The whole second half of the show is Brad.
No, it's okay. This is don't highlight
behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly.
Don't highlight the fact that you're cracked out.
Hey now, it's not calling.
It's calling you.
It's not ringing.
It's ringing.
There we go. Here we go. All right. Here. Okay. You need to turn this microphone down. Turn this off. Right here.
Yeah. Are you going to turn this off?
It's off.
Or are you going to turn it off? Oh.
God, you cracker.
Oh.
Help me, man.
We have derailed. We have derailed.
Oh, my God.
Not the D. For God's sake.
It's nightmare.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear
you. Why can I can't hear you guys. Why can I not hear you guys?
Maybe your ears aren't open.
Talk to me.
What the hell have you got attached to your phone?
Hey. Oh, hey, there you are. Talk.
Hello?
There you go. I can hear you now. I can hear you now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you about 3 or 4 times because you're echoing.
Why am I echoing? Are you sure you've got...
It's off, man.
Call me again.
Why don't you leave the room and it should be okay.
Okay, let's see what happens. If I leave the room... Okay. All right.
Is he leaving?
God, I don't know what he's doing, to be honest.
Somebody talk to me. For God's sake, you guys act like you've never done radio before.
Why don't you pull that microphone out and just talk on your phone normal?
What do you mean?
You sound like crap.
Why does it sound like crap? Is it echoing?
It sounds like last week's show.
Oh, that's not good.
I know, so
check
it out.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to take that microphone out.
And then what am I supposed to do?
Then you're supposed to walk around.
Well, I can't do that.
Doesn't that sound better, Matt?
It's hard to tell.
No.
That sounds
the same.
Why is it still echoing?
It is echoing.
Why is it still echoing? You got a microphone on out here? Why is it echoing?
Because I can hear you in the booth.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's why I told you to get out.
It's like two Polacks trying to F a retard. I swear. Wait a minute. I guess I'm probably the Pollock, but it's okay. Bear with me here. Okay. So you're telling me that if I leave, it's going to get better?
Yes.
You really believe that?
Yes, get
really?
Out.
Really? Well, why can't I take my microphone with me?
Get out.
I don't want to do it this way. God, I hate working a jackalope. Swear to God. Can't wait to be on the big screen.
God. He won't be a problem at all on the set.
None. Lord help
us. Is it better now?
Yeah, it is.
Why was it? Does it make any sense? Why was it echoing?
Because it was bouncing into my room, you pain in the anus.
Well, then let me get my microphone.
You don't need your microphone. This sounds more clear.
I don't, but the only reason it didn't sound clear is because I was in the studio.
Listen to him, Matt. He's trying to make some kind of idea.
For God's sake.
Take notes, kids. This is why you practice.
I'll let you boss me around on a movie set. I can't believe this. It's ridiculous.
I can't either. It's terrible.
Man. So the sad part about all this is there's nobody here. See, I was worried about this. Well, you know what? If you come out here, they turn the fountain off. There's nothing going on, okay? So, like, when you come out here earlier, there's a fountain going in. It's great. There's no sound. Do you hear anything?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing. Total dead silence, you know? We have August Grosses, Suite 160. The Far Eastern Culture Studies, doing business as Ryushu Khan Academy. There's somebody in there.
It's hard to believe that there's some more activity in an office building this time of night. It's just shocking.
It's a little weird. There's nobody there. There is, but there's not. There's nobody there. Well, I'm going to leave them a can of beer. I have with me a can of Miller High Life, and because it's the king of beers, Matt. I don't care what Budweiser says. It's the king of beers, you know. So what we're going to do is I'm going to come out here and I'm going to leave a can of beer with Bella Dana. I don't have my microphone. I got to hold this on my shoulder, okay? It's like doing Juke all over again here. Okay, so we're going to leave a can of Miller High Life and a Brad Westmar Show sticker for the holidays right outside the door of the people that do the voodoo dances. Todd, tell them about the voodoo music, the voodoo songs, the voodoo dancing, right?
Yeah, it used to be. It used to be one of those things, but not anymore.
I think we all think so because it still says here that it's Far Eastern Culture Studies, right?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same, dude.
Oh, okay. I like the voodoo a lot better. Okay. So, I heard somebody. One second. Stay with me here.
Tell somebody me this isn't like door. A sneak preview of his death scene in the new movie.
It's pretty awful.
Let's see. One second here. I see somebody leaving. Gotta grab a beer. Give him a Brad Westmar Show sticker as well. So give him a Brad Westmar Show sticker and a can, a 16-ounce can of Miller High Life. Now, I'm guessing this gal, because she was a little bit heavier, she's probably taking the elevator. So, am I going to hell for saying that?
You're going to hell for a couple of things in this segment.
You're probably right. Here.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, you know what? She got outside without seeing me. Damn it. Oh, she's locking the door. Todd, she's locking us in. Todd, you concerned?
No, I'm concerned about you because you're a crazy man.
Well, I'm just wandering the building here to see what's going on. That's all. With me here. And there's also a dentist here, Charles Bishop, DBS. Now, see, normally they're busy right now, but it's later in the day. I'm sad about that. So, I'm going to go ahead and leave them a can of beer and a Brad Westmar Show sticker. See, I was really hoping to see somebody, but I'm not. Sad. I knew this was going to happen. It's too late. It's not working for me. Sad. Let me get rid of my last can of beer. I had 3 cans of beer left. So. Come on, guys.
You're leaving booze on in front of people's doors?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like Santa Claus, only I'm not Beer Claus.
Do you have a coat and a hat and the whole works or what?
I thought about doing that. I thought about bringing some bells, but it's extremely inactive here right now. So
tell us what you're wearing.
Hey, I'm doing my podcast radio show. I'm Brad. Nice to see you. You are a fan of Park Hill, which is good. It's cool. You went there? Cool. What's your name? Matt, I'm Brad. I want to give you, I know you probably can't drink right now because it looks like you're working. but I wanted to give you a wonderful can of Miller High Life for you to enjoy afterward, as well as a sticker from our show. So, Merry Christmas. Hey, no problem, pal. Thank you very much. And well, what kind of shift do you work? What's your regular hours right now?
I do this for an hour. And I work overnight from like 11 to 7 or 8.
Wow, what kind of responsibilities do you have from 11 till 7 or 8?
On telephone calls.
Oh, that's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy, yeah. Do you see any weird things going on in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I drink people walking around.
Like me, I understand. Okay, cool. Well, I'll be honest to you. Take care. You got the website now. You stop like healing stuff on the air, okay? Thanks, man. Take care. See, I told you guys I'd find somebody. I found somebody. Okay? Cool? Not so boring.
Oh, Lord. Thank God you found somebody.
Jesus Christ, it's like dealing with a couple of deadheads. Come on, man.
We're frightened for everybody out there.
Look, some things fail on this show, some things don't. And that didn't go. At least I found some kind of body. He was nice, you know?
He was.
Hey, found a pen out here. Oh, wait, anyway, I'm sorry. Need to get back to my show. I'm sorry. So, Todd, they took the refrigerator out of here. What's that all about?
I don't know. They did. They just took it out. What the hell with you? Got
that's
it out of there. Common
name. You know, I think that my documentation of the filming of House of Forbidden Secrets is going to be a lot better than tonight's show. So, you know that. So, I'll be doing a journal. I'll also be doing a video. And I'll probably also do some audio. So, it's going to be great, especially me sitting around waiting to do my part. By the way, I'm also locked out. please, I can't get back in the studio.
Are you locked out, Brad?
I locked myself out, man.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
Wow.
You need me to help you get back in? Is that what you're asking, Brad?
Please, please, help.
Jesus.
Please.
What happens, Matt? This is it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Todd Sheets, hopefully. By the way, thank you. What's that? Do you make a game with you? I'm Betty James, meet in the mouth. Okay. Okay, I need to get off the phone, don't I? Because it's echoing now. Okay. All right. Come on, right back up. Here we go.
Lord have mercy. We don't need any Avon. Jeez.
By the way, that guy. Hang on here.
That's frightening. I'm
that
frightened.
That was really nice.
I know Matt's frightened.
But I got to tell you. I'm so bad, I forgot his name in 5 seconds. Totally forgot what his name was. I don't know. I kept wanting to say Mark, but I don't think it was Mark. Mike, Matt, Tom, Tim. What was his name? Anybody? Anybody?
Golly, really?
No clue.
I wasn't listening. I'm not getting my idea.
I wasn't either. Sad. Shame on me.
You're standing there interviewing the guy.
Going to hell. I'm going to hell. Hey, there's a cool website, though, called Visify. And, Matt, I don't know if you checked it out, but it tells you your top tweets of 2012. So if you go to Visify.com, real quick here before we end the show, Visify.com.
You log in.
Oh, Lord, he's moving around again, ladies and gentlemen. Are you gonna come back over here where people can hear you?
You were a good producer. You just moved the mic in front of my face.
I'm not out there.
Visify.com. And then you log in under your name, okay? So this here.
Bear with me here.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Oh, shut up.
Jesus,
writer,
man, what are you doing, man?
Yes, sir.
Hey, get back to the microphone, man.
God, you guys are so freaked out when I step away from the microphone.
That's because no one can hear you. It's called radio.
You
crazy Dutch
over.
Bastard.
There, take over there. Faux shizzle, my nizzle. It's like,
oh my God.
I don't want to connect on LinkedIn. Come on now. Skip it. What's it? No, Foursquare. No, no, not Instagram. Where's Twitter?
I couldn't tell you.
Wow.
Let's start this from the top, everybody.
Wow.
In three, 2, 1.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a cool site called Visify.com.
No, I meant the whole hour.
Oh,
I
meant the whole hour. Welcome to the Brad Wesmar Show.
Hello! 3, 2, 1. Hello! La, la, la. Hey, guys, there's a cool website called Visify.com. You can actually plug in your Twitter account. It'll tell you all the things that you've been doing for the last X amount of months. The problem is that they only examine your last, like, 3,000 tweets. And, sadly, I've tweeted a little bit more than that lately. So, it says that my favorite thing to say on Twitter is, I just dreamed, dot, dot, dot. Which happens a lot. Also, that I talk about the Chiefs. Also says, I just dreamed that Bob Costas quoted Jason Whitlock at halftime. How effed up would that be? Yeah, it happened. Okay. Things I say a lot on Twitter, Magic Matt. Okay, I talk about the Chiefs. I talk about the Huskers. I use the word game quite a bit. I also talk about the Cowboys. I also talk with SoundHound quite a bit, which is the little app on my iPhone when I'm playing music and I want to say, hey, I'm listening to this song right now. And so I do too much of that, so I've done less of that lately. Also, one of my favorite hashtags was Westmar Vacay when we were down in Florida. The word season. Strangely, the word God. I don't know where that came from.
That's got to be in front of a cuss word.
Probably. Also, the word daughter. And shockingly, I use quite a bit the word beer. So, crazy.
No.
Very crazy, yes. So, very cool little site that you can check out, especially if you tweeted less than like 3,000 times, because it says here that you're a Twitteraholic, you're a tweetaholic. Twitter only lets them analyze your last 3,200 tweets, so they can only go back to September 2012. So this is only giving me the last 3 or 4 months worth of my tweets. So, interesting.
Well,
yeah. What about
you? That means that, does that mean they can analyze mine like 5 times over?
No kidding.
Six times over.
You don't tweet enough, Holmes. I don't know.
That's what I hear.
It's crazy. Don't get it.
You don't?
You're getting better, though. You're getting better.
I've been on there a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm slightly getting better.
This show would have been a lot longer if I could have played my cool songs that aren't playing because they're M4P files or whatever they are. So,
you know what, Brad? They're not all winners.
It can't happen. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Hey,
sometimes you got to take a loss.
Hey, go you chicken fat. Go. Right?
No, nobody goes undefeated.
Nobody goes undefeated. That's true. So,
well, almost nobody.
Except for those Dolphins. Dolphins. So,
living vicariously through a team that played 30 years ago. No.
Hey.
40 years ago.
Oh my god. My bottle tipped over.
Oh no, you better not have got that on my table.
No, it's okay. It was empty.
Don't worry, Todd. The chip crumbs will soak it up.
Yeah, for you.
Griff. No, Griff chip crumbs. You know, crazy. We begin filming House of Forbidden Secrets tonight. I'm so excited. Look for the live tweeting during filming because God knows I'm going to be doing it, bro. Okay? It's going to be happening. It's happening because I won't have much to do, especially this first night, as I'm like not in that many scenes this first night. So, but I do have a line. I do have a line. You got to let me deliver. I will tell you about it as soon as these mics turn off. So, but here's the crazy thing. My gift to the Westmar Nation, Magic Matt, Todd Sheets, Westmar Nation, I am very excited to finally say that after almost 2 years of me saying, I'm going to do this, we're finally going to start to give you a taste of the old show. That's right, the old show, the show where all this began, the old show called the Wild Wild Westmar Show. As much as it pains Todd Sheets to hear the other executive producer's voice on his radio airwaves, it is going to happen because I want to share with you, you new fans of the show, I want to share with you where this all began. So next week on the show, instead of getting a brand new Brad Westmar show, you will get a actually quite a bit longer show the very first, and Magic Matt, you've not heard this, the very first Wild Wild West Mar show that I believe began and started and actually happened on October 18th, 2005. So 7.5 years ago or so, the original show, the Wild Wild West Mar show. And I'm looking forward to playing it. So next week on the show, you got a great treat. I hope you enjoy it. Remember, it was the first show, so it's got some slow points there.
it's not as finely tuned a machine as this last hour's been.
Exactly.
So just be prepared.
Yeah, much better show today than 7.5 years ago. Absolutely. But there's some cool moments in there that I'm sure you're going to appreciate. Maybe a handshake and a first meeting of two people. Maybe some other little tidbits and things that you still hear today on this show that you're hearing back then 7.5 years ago. And we will continue in 2013 to give you some more tastes of the original show. You can hear its progression and kind of hear where I've come from as a radio talk show host, and then also kind of where we're at today. So what do you think, Matt? You haven't heard that much of the old stuff.
No, just a little bit here and there, but I've never heard like a whole episode start to finish, so yeah. It'll be fun.
Great. There's a classic moment that happens during that show during the last hour that pretty much sets the tone for the future of that show that lasts about 2.5 years. So we've got plenty of footage of that. We're going to give it to you all through 2013 off and on. So hope you enjoy that as well. Matt, do you have three things really quick, please?
I do.
Good
have
this
three
week.
Things this
Good
week.
For you.
Yes.
Great. Go
Number
for it.
Number one.
Yes.
Todd says that he will think about the demands on Brad's celebrity writer.
Right.
Number two, I'd like to send a thank you out to Brad's ego for making a special appearance tonight.
Yeah!
And number three, Brad is not allowed to leave the studio ever again.
I know. Great show, sort of. Thank you. I know it wasn't great, but at least I saw somebody.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
That guy saved us.
Well, if I could have had a microphone, I could have put... He looked a little bit... He was confused when I was like shoving the phone in his face. Thanks, Todd. Didn't really work very well. Okay? I think it would have been fine if you would have just let me walk out. Next time we're doing it my way. Okay?
Nope.
My way. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. I am Brad. Matt, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Todd Sheets, you're awesome. I'm Brad saying thank you. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2013. Good night.